Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. It is time now for our community connection. The lovely Angie Thompson is here with us here with Elder Care. You had a big to-do about a week ago.
Oh, 1 week ago yesterday, in pouring down rain and cold temperatures, we had a record-setting drive-through fundraising event right here at Elder Care. It was pretty awesome, Tom.
I understand you had a visit from a celebrity.
Man, are you kidding? Elvis showed up, and it was awesome. And if you look on our Facebook profile, you'll see a lot of the photos that we took of Elvis. He was everywhere. He was amazing.
Now, we had Shorty's Grill providing the food?
They had a terrific box lunch. We actually sold over 100 box lunches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a chicken pecan salad sandwich, for those who are interested in the culinary details, mm-hmm. but we had 54 cars drive through, bringing their donations. Some of the folks made donations ahead of time, but it was a great day. We got to see some of our new friends and loyal friends, and took selfies with Elvis, and it was pretty remarkable. It was a great day.
And you know what? A lot of people who couldn't participate are going to benefit from that, and that would be our elders in the community, because mm-hmm. this fundraiser is making things happen to make sure our programs still go forward.
You know, and I think one of the things that resonated with me in talking with our caregivers, you know, because of the pandemic, we've had to change how we operate. And so a lot of the clients that we serve live in rural communities, and their families live, you know, other mm-hmm. states across the world. And our caregivers are the individuals who are the surrogate family members who go into their homes and take care of them. And they reported a 25% increase in mental health issues for those folks who are living isolated and on their own. And I think that, you know, that motivates someone like me to help share that story with others in the community so they can be a part of what we're doing for those that we serve.
And that is amazing. That truly is amazing. You know, when you think about who gets served, how we get served. And when we think of elder care, there's a lot of people think, well, elder care is this, elder care is that, elder care is a variety of different things, but elder care is there to serve our seniors and to make sure that they can live independently as long as they possibly can
in
their environment.
And that's the goal. I think everybody wants to remain at home as long as possible.
I do.
You know, in some of the studies that I've read, all across the United States, Americans are, you know, we're working longer, we're contributing to society longer, and we want to remain at home. We want to be independent, and that's what elder care does. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the physical therapy services, you know, which is really terrific. I mean, even for someone like me, you know, you don't think I'm all that old, but, you know, I'm in my 60s, and I have seen elder care physical therapists for shoulder, hips, neck. You know, they have an ability to give you exercises that keep you mobile, mm-hmm. and as their team says, mobility is medicine. Movement is medicine. And so what our Day of Giving helped us do was, you know, get the message out there that elder care is for you in your home. We want you to be independent. We want to give you the tools and resources, you know, to manage those chronic diseases or to fight the chronic diseases, to remain mobile. And we were out there giving our message, and we were also raising funds for our clients.
Now, I know you. You've always got something going on, and the folks at Elder Care always have the next fun thing coming up. What is the next fun thing?
Well, hey, you mean in terms of today? Or
any given minute. I forgot about that.
Well, you know, we canceled our Big Bad Barbecue for May, you know, out of an abundance of caution for our friends and our guests. So, you know, we're already gearing up for 2022 Big Bad Barbecue.
Oh,
you know
bet.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, we're talking about something fun that's going to happen in the fall, and of course we're always connecting with people personally, and phone calls, email messaging, Facebook. We're always on the lookout for opportunities to engage with people personally.
Now, if people want to engage with elder care, how do we do that?
Well, they can call us. That's really the best way to do it, to call and make an appointment with either the Bohan Clinic, physical therapy, speech therapy, or even Daybreak, adult day services, or Brighter Living Care Services. That's 918 336-8500. You know, it's a real easy number to remember because of all those eights and fives and sixes. 918-336-8500. That's really the best way to get started.
Wonderful. I want to thank you for coming in a little bit early today.
Yeah.
And enjoy the bright sunshine. And again, congratulations on that wonderful first-time drive-through fundraiser, because I get the feeling we might see that again.
They're already saying they want another one. I don't know. But thank you for letting me come in and share the news.
You know something, you're always welcome. Elder Care is always welcome. Really appreciate it. Thank you again, Angie.
You bet, Tom. All right. See you soon.
We got more coming up.